Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Safety and security. It's a big deal for us. We want to be safe and secure. So we talk about secure borders and secure streets and secure schools and homes and places of worship. The concept comes at us from every direction. We turn on the news and you hear about another tragedy. You hear about national security and global security and cyber security and social security. And even two-year-olds know the word because they wander around with their security blankets. We all so desperately want to be safe and secure. And so we plan and we prepare. And still, despite all our efforts, there is no guarantee that we'll be insulated or immune from harm. We all know or have experienced personally those things in our lives when our sense of security has been stripped away, the job that's evaporated, the loved one who's passed away suddenly, the dream that fell apart. We know how those things make us feel frighteningly fragile. And even if we live good and virtuous lives, if we do all the right things, if we're just and kind, those things still will not protect us from harm. We're not immune from accidents or betrayal or circumstances. We are vulnerable. We are anything but safe and secure. In view of that, there is good news. And Jesus tells us that message this morning in our gospel reading, a different message for us, a word of comfort and a word of promise, that we can look squarely and boldly in the eyes of these insecurities of life, that we can face them without fear. Throughout the whole 10th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus uses metaphors, particularly the metaphor of the Good Shepherd. He is the Good Shepherd who cares for his beloved flock, those who follow him and believe in him. And there are many forces, many powers that threaten that beloved flock. But there's one power that is greater than all those things. One security that cannot be taken away. One security that cannot be threatened. It's powerfully pictured in our gospel this morning. A promise that we live in the palm of God's hand. Jesus says it twice. Did you notice? My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. And then in the next breath, he doubles down and says it again. No one will be able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. That's a promise that's good for all the troubles of this life. It's a promise that's good for eternity. He goes on, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. In the final analysis, the only security that we really can rely on is that we live in the palm of God's hand. And no one and no thing can snatch that away from us. We belong to God. That's a promise. You belong, I belong to God. Now, this belonging doesn't depend on anything that we might do. It doesn't depend on our being free of doubt or having the proper theology or religious experience. It doesn't depend on the level of our learning or knowledge. It doesn't depend on the level of our morality or what we've done or what we've accomplished. It doesn't depend on how we feel. and it especially doesn't depend on what others feel about us. The only thing that it depends upon is that Jesus has claimed you as his own and said, "You are mine. I will hold you in the palm of my hand and never, ever let you go. You're mine." That's what really matters, that you are loved, you are valued. You are known by the shepherd, and he will watch after you. He will look for you. He will seek you out. He will never abandon you, never, ever. Jesus will hold you in the palm of his hand through every trial, through every trouble, through every danger, and he will never let you go. That's a promise. So what does that mean? What does that mean for us to live in that kind of security, the safety of knowing that you're held forever in the palm of God's hand? Is it a cozy, comfy, warm feeling where you can sit back and rest in the glow of God's love? Well, yeah, sometimes we need exactly that. Maybe in worship or in prayer, those times when we need that reassurance of God's love. But that's not all. Sometimes we need that, but there's more. The security of God's embrace frees us and empowers us to be active in God's world. In Scripture, the hand of God in which we are held is both an image of protection, but it's also an image of power. We know that God's holding us and caring for us frees and empowers us to boldly face trouble, to boldly care for others, to reach out and love our neighbors, to strive for justice, to do all of those things that Jesus calls us to do. We are freed and empowered by God's love to get out into the world and do the very mission and ministry that God's already working all around us. Armed with that knowledge that we are forever held in the palm of God's hand, we can take risks and we can face the unknown without fear, because we know that nothing can separate us from God's care and support. My very favorite Bible passage is Romans 8 from St. Paul. He starts it out talking rhetorically. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not give us everything else? He gives a long list of all of those things that threaten us, that make us feel insecure and in danger. And after that whole list, he says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, you are so deeply loved by that shepherd, he will never let you go. Never. That's a promise. We live in the palm of God's hand. And that message of undying, unyielding, unconditional love and security is what frees us to live in this world creatively and fearlessly in the abundance of life that Jesus promised. So here's the word. No matter how crazy or difficult or stressful or scary life is, God has chosen you as his own. God loves you and accompanies you through everything you face, every step along the way, and promises to hold you through all of life and even through death itself into the new life that God offers. We need not be afraid. 1 John reminds us that the perfect love of God casts out all fear. We are assured that we are held in the palm of God's hand. By the love of Christ, we belong. You belong in God's care. And no one and no thing can snatch us out of his hand. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.